left off yesterday trying to analyze certain chesronos in terms of yush, certain scenarios where yush just is not effective. So we saw a few possibilities. So one was the Gemara Mitzia Daf Chaf Aleph, where the Gemara speaks about a person finding something and picking it up prior to the Baal of Mishayish. So that was a no-no. The Gemara called that Isuras Nel, if you ever know what that means, but that was one example where yush fails us. We have another case where yush may fail us, is in the case of Geneva, where at least according to one opinion in the Gemara, maybe when we pass in that opinion, that Yush falls short in terms of Geneva and Gezela. And again, the Gemara used the phrase because he's Surah of the other. So we saw yesterday a major Machlekes Taisin in the Ramban, what the issue or issues are in these sugyas. What is exactly the deficiency of Yush in these scenarios? So we call, according to the understanding of Taisvist, there's one reason that permeates both sugyas. According to Taisvist, the phrase Yisuras of the Yadda is identical in both sugyas. It refers, it's a code phrase for Chiyav HaShava. The existence of a Chiyav HaShava somehow prevents the person from being kind of a Yush. That's true, both in terms of whether the Chiyav HaShava is HaShava Sa'aveda, whether it's HaShava Sa'gezela. That's how Taisvist goes to sugyas. And we pointed out that the Ramban clearly disagrees, because the Mechamas in the Sechah Bechav HaMetzia explains that the reason why ultimately Yush fails us, if the picking up takes place first, is because you become a Shomer Aveda, and Yado Ki Yado, and it becomes Rishus, whatever the nuances and the details of the Ramban meant, but it all revolved around the notion of becoming a Shomer Aveda, and that clearly is not true by Gezela, by God of Gazlan. So obviously the Gemara must mean a different Nakuda in Bava Kama Daf Sam above. The point the Gemara must mean is that we have no right to extrapolate Gezela from Aveda, because Yush is Hashem Torah in Aveda, and Gezela and Aveda are so radically different from one another, one's Beter, one's Bisura, that prevents us from deriving one from another. We have, again, almost like three different understandings, three different potential deficiencies in Yush. One being Chayves HaShava, one being, number two being Shemer Aveda, and number three being Lo Yafinan Yush Bisura. Those are the three possibilities. Again, according to Tosfos, this is carries a day for both. According to Ramban, it's two and three, different sugyas, different approaches. We raised the Chakir at the very end of the shiur yesterday. What's the nature of these situations where Yush fails us? So one can understand the nature of the Chisar in one of two ways. In order for Yush to take effect, in order for Yush to be Kona, the Chayra Kona, the term Kinyan, the Gemara does use the phrase Kona vis-a-vis Yush. Kinyan always has a double connotation. In order for me to be kona something from you, it has to leave your rishus and it has to enter the my rishus. Now, usually those two things happen simultaneously. So say if I give you cash, if you hold cash as kona, so my giving you the cash is meitir davar mirishus cha, it's machlis it lirishusi. Or if I do a mashicha on something, so my act of mashicha is motzi the chayfes mirishus cha, and machlis it lirishusi. So in order for you to take effect, both things have to happen. It has to leave the rishus of the nignav, the nigzal, the baveda, and has to be nichnas into the rishus of the god of the gazlan or the motzias aveda. And somewhere along the way, there's a snag. Somewhere along the way, in this two-prong process, something goes wrong. What goes wrong? Chayves HaShava goes wrong, Shem Raveda goes wrong, Lefin Yishvi Avisura goes wrong. There is some snag, there's something that's stopping this process from reaching completion. And I want to focus, I want to know, which aspect of the process of Yush lies the problem? Exactly which Nakuda along the way? I have to complete the process from A to Z in order for the kid to take effect. I want to know, what is the problem? Is it a chisaron in the Yitziah Mishus HaBailim? Or are these halachas a chisaron in the Knisa Lishus HaMotze, Gozel, Gone, whatever you want to call them? So wherein lies the deficiency of Yush? Where is the problem? So l'chora, the answer to this question is, it depends which problem we're focusing on. If we're focusing on the simplest shita, Taisa shita, because Taisa is really the easiest shita, because it's the same, there are no two dinim. Taisa is very, very, Taisa is pre-brisk, there's one din, Chayves HaShava, Chayves HaShava. This din that Chayves HaShava prevents the Kinyan Yush from taking effect. So Yesh Ladon, Rabbi is saying, Chayves HaShava is the chisaron in the Knisa, and to say the Yitziah, Merishos, Habaylim, or is the Chayves HaShava Chisaron in the Knisa Lishus HaZoicha?
for Zeichu being the God of Gazan or Notis Aveda. What do you think? What do you think conceptually? The fact that there's a Chavis HaShavah. Which aspect of the Yush process, the Kenyan process, is Chavis HaShavah addressing? Clearly it's the Kenyan solution. There's no question about it. Obviously we're speaking to the Zeichu and we're saying, Mr. Zeichu, we would love to give this item to you, but quite frankly, we can't do that because the Torah is staring us in the face and saying, "Du bischayev in hashava. You're mechuyev to return the object. How can we give something to you? How can we declare you to be the new zeicha if the Torah itself is saying, get rid of it and give it back?" So obviously, the chisaron of chayves hashava speaks to the knisa l'shus hazeicha. It doesn't address the issue of the etziyah m'shus habayim. That's the pashas advar. And if that is the case, then we have a big problem. Because what we're in effect saying is that these kinds of yush, let's say Taisus, we didn't even talk about the Ramban. According to Taisus, these yushes that ultimately fail us because of the Chavis HaShava, the item in question really almost ends up in limbo. Because if you break down, usually Kinyon, everything happens simultaneously, but if we were showing it a really, really slow film, you know, you guys don't even know what this is, but in the old days, when we were kids, you guys for sure, remember those film strips, okay? Used to show, that was like the high tech. I went to SAR, that was like the highest tech of all the schools. They had a film strip projector, all right? What that meant was, there was somebody who pressed a button, and you saw one strip, and then we spoke about it for a minute, and then they pressed the next one, and it never worked. And then, you remember that? Okay, film strip. You guys remember that? Yeah, right, okay? So the problem in today's world is everything is so fast, everything's shooting at you so fast, you don't even realize that the silly Narish guy videos you watch on YouTube is made up of 5 trillion little of those little clips. It's just that nothing stops. So in the Friedrich Adairis, when people were, you know, a little bit more miyushav, a little bit more relaxed, so they had a chance to look at each clip. So we're looking at this film now through each clip at a time. So what I'm watching happening is as follows. I have 2 guys, all right? He's the Bialim. We're going to draw him. How are we going to draw his face? What's his facial? What's that silly yellow thing called? Emojis. What's his face going to look like? He's going to be very sad. He either lost something, or someone just beat him up, or someone broke into his house. He's very, very sad. Okay? Now we have the Zocha. Who is he? He is very, very what? What's his emoji going to look like? Very, very happy. Okay? Because he's about to get something for nothing from merely beating up another guy or happening to his lucky day found the wall in the street. Okay? So the item in question is halakhically, I don't care where it is physically now. I want to watch halakhically where it is. So here's the wallet. Okay? This is the Aveda. And the goal is to get this Aveda from here to here. All right? So does it leave the Rishus HaBailim? This is what's supposed to happen. Now we're going to draw reality. What really happened? So it's leaving the Rishus HaBailim. Is there any reason to believe that it can't leave the Rishus HaBailim? Tell me what. The bottom is Mishyayish. Tell me a reason why it can't be Miyaitse from Rishus HaBailim. Say it, just say it. Say the 2 bad words and I'll tell you that you're silly. Just say it. Good, thank you for saying it. It's a Chavis HaShava, but everybody knows Chavis HaShava doesn't prevent the Yetziyah M'Rishus HaBailim, right? So why do you say such a silly thing? So Chavis HaShava is not going to prevent it from leaving the M'Rishus HaBailim. So it left the M'Rishus HaBailim. It's in mid-flight now, okay? It's about to land, and then all of a sudden, they realize there's no landing gear, all right? Why is there no landing gear? Because there's a Chavis HaShava that fell on the Zeicha, because he was silly enough to pick it up before Yush. So once there's a Chavis HaShava on the Zeicha, it can't get into the hands of the Zeicha. So where is it, Rabbi Yisai? It's lost in space somewhere. It can't land, but it already took off. And it doesn't have enough gas to get back. You know what happens? Generally speaking, when that happens? Good. Right, that's exactly what happens. So comes the Nesivus and says, this item gets stuck in limbo halachically. It's Yetzi B'Shus HaBailim, and it wasn't yet Nichnas L'Shus HaZeicha. There's nothing preventing it from leaving the Shus HaBailim. Chavis HaShava doesn't speak to the Yetzi B'Shus HaBailim, but it's preventing it from being Nichnas L'Shus HaZeicha, and thus it ends up in limbo. So now, imagine the Din Torah that's playing out, okay? This is what happens. So I lost my item, and the other guy picked it up, and I wasn't Mishyayish, and then I'm Mishyayish later. So all of a sudden, now we come to a Din Torah. So I come and I take the guy to Din Torah and I say, give me back my item. So what does the Zeicha say? The Zeicha says, you Mishyayish. What's the Bailam's next line? What does the Bailam respond? He said, I learned Bavitzi. I went to 5th grade. So I remember That's Yush Liachar what? Liachar Netila, right? So i.e. according to Tosfos, what's the bottom's next line to the Zoicha? Chiyuv v'chiyuv Hashava. So what's the Meitzes Aveda's next line, if he's smart? What? If I was the Meitzes Aveda, you know what I'd say to the Bailim? I would say, you're 100% right. I have a chiyuv Hashava. I'm the chiyuv to give it back to the Bailim. When I find the Bailim, I'll give it back to them. Who are you? Me, some chalish. Lav bal dvarm zediyat. You're not the Bailim anymore. You're me, siyah, sure. So, fact in the Sivas, I don't understand the Tosfos. According to Tosfos, that the whole chisaron is only out chavis hashava. Chavis hashava clearly doesn't impact on the ability for it to leave the rishus habayah, but only as an impediment to kliyas rishus hazoicha. Let the zoicha still win the din Torah. Let him still keep the item. Let the gan of the gazel and the mitzvah turn around to the bottom and say, "You're right. I'm not zoicha, but you can't get it from me. It's in limbo. I have it. Find his keepers. Robbers keepers." It's not yours. That's the Nesivus Kasha. Says the Nesivus, because Chusha Hazois, come to the Nesivus and says, you say that you say this. What do you say? You say this in Yish. The ABCs of Yish, says the Nesivus. Says the Nesivus, Yish, forget these crazy, wacky cases. Yish, by definition, is not Yaitse Mishus Habailim unless it is Nichnas Toshus Hazoicha. That is the essence of Yush. It is unlike another Chalashem of Kinyonim. It is radically different than what? Than Hefker. Says the Nesivus, Hefker, I'm mafker it. It's Yotze Mishusi. And once it's Yotze Mishusi, then Memela, anybody else can pick it up. That's what Hefker is. So there is a two-pronged process in Hefker. It's independently Yom Mishusi, and then we can discuss afterwards, Ken Zayin someone is Zoicha, Ken Zayin nobody is Zoicha. But by Yush, you can't talk about that, says the Nesivus. By Yush, the very definition of Yush is presupposing that it entered into the Rishus HaZoicha. And if it wasn't yet entered into the Rishus HaZoicha, then by definition it hasn't even been Yaitse Mishus HaBailim, says the Nesivus, and that's what makes this sugya tick. And that's what Chavis Hashava means. And that's why, according to Tosfos, you can't say that it gets stuck in limbo, because if it can't land in the airport, then Mamela Apidin never took off from the previous airport. And it was never Yaitz Mishus HaBailim altogether. Azoy Shtei Nesivus, and that is the fundamental difference between Hefker and Yush. Hefker is first Yaitz Mishus HaBailim, and then to be determined whether it's Nichlas Mishus HaZoicha. Whereas by Yush, the exiting of Rishus Abaylim is contingent upon its Knesa Rishus HaZoicha. Where in the world did the deceivers get such a Yisoid from, and besides the answer Akasha? Do we have any precedent in Chazal for such a bizarre concept that leaving Rishus A is contingent upon entering into Rishus B? So says the deceivers, we have such a concept. And here we're going to cheat a little bit, says the deceivers. You know where you find such a concept? By what? Where do you find such a concept in Halacha? Who read the Nesivus carefully? Anyone read it not carefully? There is a Machlekes HaTanoim in the fourth parak of Maseches Nedarim about the ABCs of Hefker. When I'm mafker something, so conventional wisdom dictates that it's Yotze Mishusi immediately. And then eventually, if and when somebody picks it up, it's Nichlas L'Rishusam. That's what we think Hefker means, and we're right. That's what just about everybody thinks Hefker is. And therefore, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Maseches Nedarim, the fourth parak, once I mafkir it, I can't be chayzim in a Hefker. Once I declared it's Hefker, it was already Yotze B'Shusi, whatever that means. Whether that means B'Issa V'Hetta B'Dinim Mamadis Rambam Zim Tzayisim and Rashi's, right? That's a whole nother story. But something happened Bishas Hefker Mamish. And there's one lone Tana, Rabbi Yaisi, who disagrees and says, no, when you mafke something, nothing happened yet. Absolutely nothing. When does Hefker become relevant, says Rabbi Yaisi? Rabbi Yaisi says, Ad the Asi L'Shu Zoicha.
if and when somebody picks it up, then we say it's Hakero Yitziyosai Vizchiyosai Baim Kiyachad. If and when I set into motion the process of Hefker, but nothing up here then happens until the moment of truth when somebody else picks it up. When somebody else picks it up, then and only then does it now get the Shem Hefker on it. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi argues, if I want, I could back out from Hefker. Kolzman, the other fellow, hasn't picked it up. I don't have to be Rizach. To be Rizach and Hefker, I could do, I'm no worse than anybody else. But I could just get up and say, sorry, I didn't mean to be Malkif. Sorry, I want to cancel it, revoke that Hefker. So the Rabbanim said, we didn't revoke the Hefker. It's like you sold it already. You can't revoke a sale. You already gave it up to Hefker. If you want to be Zechman and Hefker, you're no worse than anybody else. But with words alone, you can't be Mevatel your Hefker. And Rabbi Yossi says, you can be Mevatel your Hefker, Kozman Shal Asli Yishus HaZechir. So we happen not to pass like Rabbi Yossi, but says the Nesivus, Rabbi Yossi's Lumbus is right on target for what? For Yush. What we see in Yush is what Rabbi Yossi saw in Hefker. We dafka see there's a difference between Yush and Hefker, and Rabbi Yossi said Yush and Hefker are the same thing, and they're both expressions of this new phenomenon called it's not Yotze Mishuscha until it comes to Shusan. Is there a source for this idea? Very, very straight. It's much a distinction of love of the Araisa. Very basic ABC conceptual difference between Yush and Hefker. Is there a source for this? Anyone saw the rest of the Nesivus? He has Osuk. The Nesivus is like surprising. This is not classic. This is Darshim Tsukim. Usually the Tanoim did that. The Heilige Nesivus says, Mistama the Tanoim, the Heilige Tanoim, the Heilige Amor, the Heilige Chazal must. Of course I'm right, says the Nesivus, because after all, the Chavis HaShavah makes no sense. According to Tyson's reading of the Gemaras, it didn't make Mamish absolutely no sense. Why doesn't this wallet get stuck in limbo and then Mamela, the Notel, the Zeich is not hold on to because there are no Bailim? The answer to that Kasha says the Nesivus must be my Yisoid. And since it must be by Yisrael, you have to show you how Chazal figured out this Yisrael. The guy from two simple psukim. What's the mocha for Yush? The parasha of Hashavas Aveda. The entire parasha of Hashavas Aveda is talking about where's the item? It has arrived in the hands of who? Of the Motzias Aveda. The pasuk says, Shetobi men umitzasa. Remember, Betzir Dabei says, what does umitzasa mean? The Yisrael Yadim Ashba. Umitzasa doesn't mean I see it from 100 feet away. Umitzasa means I picked it up. So all the Parshas Kisaitse about Hashavas Aveda with Amar Dinim of Yush, wherever Yush is learned from, whether it's learned from Rashi, Zuta Shoyam, whether it's from Taisa Simonim, whatever the Mokka for Yush is, it's linked to Parshas Aveda. Parshas Aveda, by definition, is talking about Yasod, Yadim Ashma. So the Knisa Lishus HaZeicha defines the very essence of what Yush is all about. What's the Mokka for Hefka? Where's the Torah speak about Hefka? Bishteit is a concept of Hefker. Who told you there's a parasha of Hefker? Menonim Mills is a concept even of Hefker. Mechira, I understand. The Torah speaks of Chisim Kumim Kala Misach. I understand that. How do you know there's even an institution called Hefker? Maybe I made it up. Shemitah. Vashviyas Tishmetan. You just read it. Let's see. Vashviyas Tishmetan Unatashta. The Torah describes that you have to be mafkir perishviyas. You're not allowed to work the field. Tishmetan, you have to be shemit on the land. Unatashta. Means lentosh, just leave it alone, leave it free, leave it for everybody to take. The Torah gives you an institution of Hefker, describes what you're supposed to be doing with Perish Shvius. And the fact that the Torah is giving you a model of Hefker, the Chazal say, this is a model, this is an example of Hefker, this is where Hefker becomes relevant in terms of Issa Hefker. But the Dinimominous aspect of Hefker is built into the system. If the Torah is already referencing a pre-existing Din of Dinimominous by saying, I want to know, what do I do with my Perishviyas? Do with your Perishviyas. Ayin Hilchus Hefker. Hashviyas Tish Petan L'Tashta. So part of Pashas HaMishpot, part of Pashas Dinim, is that there's a concept of there are Shomrim, and there are Ganovim, and there are Sochrim, and there are Lochim Mochrim, and there are all these principles of Dinim Avodah. So one of the principles of Dinim Avodah is Hefker, and that's alluded to in this Chumash, that's referenced in this Pasuk Chumash, Hashviyas Tish Petan L'Tashta. The Gemara actually learns out Dinim from this Pasuk. Since this is the model of the Torah Shebichsav for Hefker, Gemara quotes the Machlekes at Tanoim, what if a person declares that something should be Hefker for some people and not for others? What if a guy wants to be a nice guy and he says, I want to be Mafker, all my stuff for the Aniyim, not for the Ashirim. So Beishamai says that's a model of Hefker, that's okay. And Beisilah says that's not called Hefker. You know why? Because Beisilah will say, Eino Hefker, Achi Yafker, Le'anim, Le'ashim, Kishmita. When it comes to Shemitah, anyone's allowed to take. I can walk into your backyard and take your fruit. I'm rich. It's not like a shechupaya. So when it comes to Shemitah, it has to be hefkel akol. So Beisilel in the Mishnah say, who would deny me? All hefkel. All hefkel did the moment, it has to be dubi d'shemitah. So you see from Chazal that the model and the mocker and the details of as to what details guide the principle of hefkel are all derived from this parish of Shemitah. So comes in the Sivis and says, by Shemitah, what does the Torah say? Unitashta, just leave it alone. Just walk away from it. Throw it out of the street and leave it alone. Is there any mention of anybody yet having it? Not yet. Unitashta, losha netisha. Netisha means just leave it alone. Once I leave it alone, once I declare I'm leaving it alone, it becomes hefker. The chelo shem hefker kicks in, and I can't back out from that hefker. Even when somebody picks it up, great, he's zoche hefker. If not, so then it still remains hefker. Ad bias goyel, or until I decide to pick it up myself. So this is the Nesivus, this whole razzle-dazzle shtickle Torah, and it's all predicated on the assumption that Tosis' Shita is right, and we have to explain Tosis' Shita by Chavis HaShava, and according to Tosis, the Chavis HaShava stops it in mid-flight, and that's impossibility, because if that's true, then why can't the Bailam, I'm sorry, why can't the Zeicha turn around and say, I'm not giving it back to you, not the Bailam anymore? Zemin Fanda, the Kenis, the Shus HaZeicha is contingent upon the Yitzia, the other way around. The Yitzia Mishus HaBailam is contingent upon the Kenis, the Shus HaZeicha. I'm sorry, I know you've been asking 10 minutes, I pushed you off. Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to ask everybody to explain how this is a question on Tosfos.
Explain back to the original question. According to Tosfos, the Chavis HaShava doesn't address how it leaves the Rishus HaBailam. Just because Reuven has a Chavis HaShava, why can't I be Motzi Mishusi? I'm Motzi Mishusi by being Misyayish. Sits in limbo, waiting to go somewhere. And it can't land into the Rishus HaZoicha. Right? So the problem is, even though it can't land into the Rishus HaZoicha, the Zoicha should still get it. Why? Because the Zoicha should say to the Bani, you're right, it's not mine. It's not yours either. If it's not yours, what right do you have to take me to Din Torah? I'm holding on to, I picked up the wallet. I'm holding on to the wallet. The only person who can rightfully take me to a Dittara is the owner. If somebody who's not the owner comes and calls me to court, can I take someone else to court? I'm not the owner, I'm not the buyer, man. I don't have a claim against you. So according to Tosfos, that the Chavis HaShava only interferes with the Kenis L'Rishus HaZoicha, then Vaita the Zoicha should win it by default because there is no owner. So the answer is that there still is an owner because it never was Yaita B'Rishus HaBailim because it never made it to Rishus HaZoicha. No, but once it falls flat and doesn't get to the Rishus HaZoicha, then the Gloy Milsa never was Yotz Rishus HaBailim, because the Yetzir Rishus HaBailim, there is no Chel Hashem Yush. Yush doesn't mean anything until it enters into the Rishus HaZoicha. So if Lamaisa, as long as we stop it at the last second before it enters the Rishus HaZoicha, the Gloy Milsa now never left the Rishus HaBailim. So it's not the Chavis HaShova that's the impediment to Yetzir Rishus HaBailim. The Chavis HaShova stops the process of Kedis L'Rishus HaZoicha, and the inability of the Nichtas L'Rishus HaZoicha is the impediment to the Yetzir Rishus HaBailim. So it's a two-step approach.
What would the Nesivus say according to the Ramban?
Yeah, we're getting to Ramban. It's next to the Kudu. Next to the Kudu,
yeah. Why can't you just explain that Yetzir Rishus HaBailim, that Chavis HaShova is about Yetzir Rishus HaBailim?
Why?
Because you could say that it creates just some sort of like rope connecting that
the Chavis HaShava is really gone. I mean, there really is no Chavis HaShava anymore. Because there was a creation of Chavis HaShava, that was almost like something that the Torah, it was almost like Matal Chiyav, you have to be Yotz Yachiyav, because we're not Yotz Yachiyav, you know. Yeah, I think so. So Rabbi Sai, who is the Bar Pluchta of this Nesivus? Which of the great Rishonim does not hold of this Nesivus? Which of the great Rishonim hold that Yush is Yotze Mishus HaBailim even without a Kenis L'Rishus HaZoicha? Which of the great Rishonim holds that one? So there's a famous Ramban in the 13th of the Maamar Kamos, Imsach of the Dalar and Beis. The background of this Ramban is the age-old question, how to make sense of the famous Gemara Imsach of the Dalar and Beis, Midaraisa, the Bittul Bial Masagi. The Gemara says that Min HaTorah,
Min HaTorah, one can solve all their problems by simply being mevatel the chometz. That's all. The whole institution of Bedikas Chometz, the Beis and Maseches Pesachim, everything Pias Bittol is all Midrabon. Min HaTorah b'derais b'tavi amasam. So that way when you get married and your wives will tell you, oh, yeah, yeah, it's so hot to clean for Pesach, it's so nervous, we're going to say to them, relax, no, it's all Midrabon anyway. B'derais b'tavi amasagi. Min HaTorah, you just get up every Pesach, say everything is Bottle Kiyah for the hour and call it a day. You don't have to clean closets, you don't have to wash, give toys baths, you don't do anything. Everything's with the right smith of the Amasai, but your wives are more from the newer because they know the Mishnah says, all the boss of Bekis Chometz to the So, because of this mitzvah, the Rabban of Bekis Chometz, we've created a culture that Pesach is impossible, and they know all the things that the consequences thereof. So, maybe we should talk about if there was a Beis Din around today, I would probably join the Sanhedrin and say, we should cancel Bekis Chometz, cancel all the Chomers with the Rabban, go back to Pesach Deraisa, with the right smith of the Amasai, and have everybody stay home. I think that's probably a better option, but whatever, I'm not in the Sanhedrin, we'll have to see. Here you are, what? Oh, mamash, tragedy of tragedies. Okay. All right. Same thing that happened to the Super Bowl. Okay. So comes the Ramban and attempts to solve this dilemma. What do the words mean? Who remembers? Come on. Who's been with me for Pesachim? Who's been with me? Pesach Shurim? Come on. Come on. Mechalik's Rashi. You guys say this in your sleep. Rashi says, why is Bidirais of Bidirais Masagi? Why? What does Rashi say? Yes, everyone's sleeping. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Achmer was a tashbisu. Rashi calls the targum. Tashbisu means a loshen bittul. Doesn't say tevaros chometz. Doesn't say to burn the chometz. It says tashbisu a loshen bittul. And it's exactly across as Rashi. But the rice with the yama, it's exactly across. And that's a mitzvah diarai. So tashbisu. That's what he's supposed to do in Erev Pesach. Lekayim hini mucher mzum lekayim mitzvah shel tayrif tashbisu by declaring the chometz is bottle. That's Rashi sheet. Tosfos says lohayu dvar mihaylam. Tosfos says. Tashbisu means physical destruction. So what does bittul mean? Bittul is not a fulfillment of tashbisu. It is rather a what? It is a circumvention of tashbisu. How does it circumvent tashbisu? Because it circumvents by Ravei Motzei. How does it circumvent by Ravei Motzei? When you mevatel your chometz, what is that tantamount to doing, says Taisus? You mafker it. When you mafker it, it's no longer yours. And what's the rule called? Just as you're allowed to have hektish to the chametz in your rishos, you're allowed to have goyis chametz, you're allowed to have hefker. Hefker is a different entity, it's a different rishos. It doesn't belong to you, and therefore you're allowed to have hefker chametz in your rishos on Pesach Bina Torah. And that's all bittul chametz is. Did you get any mitzvah? You got no mitzvah points. No brownie points whatsoever, according to Tosfos, for being mevatel chametz. But the good, that's the bad news. The good news is you don't have any problems either. So you break even by being mevatel chametz. According to Rashi, you get credit in Shemayim for the mitzvah derais of tashbis. According to Taisus, you get no credit. You just didn't avoid any. You didn't violate any surim. That's also a good thing. It's a wonderful thing. Also, good. So the Rishonim have a lot of problems with Taisus. A lot of problems with Taisus. You know what the problem is? Is that this doesn't seem to meet the regular criteria of hefker. If the goal, according to Taisus, is to get this chometz not to belong to you, that's not Rashi's goal. Rashi's goal is to fulfill the ritual, religious ceremony called bittul chometz. It's like to fulfill the mitzvah of kishar for the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. It's a ritual halacha to be mevatel chametz. It doesn't change anything in dinim ominous whatsoever. But according to Tosfos, it's monetary. It's not religious. According to Tosfos, it's the realm of the lawyers, not the rabbi. The lawyers have to figure out a contract, figure out a way to declare this chometz to be hefker. So the Rishonim have a lot of problems with Tosfos because this doesn't seem to fit the regular rules that govern hefker. There's some real problems. Anyone know what some of the real problems are with Taisus? Some really, really serious, heavy-duty didibamonist problems. If you call bittul chometz hefker. Anyone know? Just off the top of your head. What? That's what? The Gemara seems to say bittul belev is good enough. And hefker belev probably is no good. That's one problem. Any other problems? A lot of problems. Usually you need three people. You need a beis din for hefker. Usually, at least midirabanan. So we have a lot of technical problems. Even if the person says the Lashon Bittul, the official text of Bittul, as was found in the words of the Gaonim, doesn't even have the word Hefker in it. It's called Chamir v'Chamir there, Libata v'Leva Ke'afra Diara. You ever notice in many of the Mavzirim, many of the Sidurim, the word Hefker is in parentheses. You know why? Because after Rishonim didn't have it. So the Rishonim who didn't have it, look at Tosfos and say, that is it. You mafker, and you didn't even say it was Hefker. If I would say, this pen belongs to me, it's like the dust of the earth. That's a Lashon Hefker.
I never heard that solution. After dust of the earth. So there are a lot of technical problems with this Tosis. So the Ramban tries to find almost a third approach. It's a modified version of Tosis. This is how the Ramban presents what Bittul Chometz is. Ramban, the 13th Imam Chometz. It's a very powerful Ramban in Halacha and in Musar. Elakachani Oimer. Shabitul Moyil Lotzio Miteres Chometz Ulachshiva Keofeshen Roelachila. Fehetiv Zabi Divi Rabbi Shmolu. The Yomash Ne Devarim Enen Bishusa Shall Adam Yason Akos of Kilhem Bishusa. What does that mean, by the way? What does Rabbi Shmuel's statement mean? This is the prerequisite of understanding the Ramban. Rabbi Shmuel has a phenomenal observation himself of the Vav Amavayis. There should be nothing wrong with having chametz in my house on Pesach. I should keep all the schnapps, all the pizzas, all the cakes, all the cookies in my house, and there's nothing wrong. The Torah says you're not allowed to own chametz on Pesach. What should I answer back? I don't own it. It's not mine. Why is it not mine? Because before it was a vatel, I didn't do anything. I'm not so frum. So comes the rabbi and starts banging at my door and their pants. Get rid of your chametz by Rabbi Matzah. I'm not so frum. I know how to learn. So what's my response? You never heard about Yisuri Hanor not being yours? You never learned the Ravid in Masechah Sukkah and Aflamet Hei? You never learned the Rashi in Bava Chamed Aflamet Hei? You never learned about Tzayisim and Asivis about Yisuri Hanor? It's not mine. It's B'chal not mine. So why am I ever? I'm not over anything. It's not mine. It's to that time that Rabbi Shmuel responds and says, "You're right, and Lamdus, you're right, and you know who trumps you? Your Rebbeinu Shalom is smarter than you are." Your Rebbeinu Shalom says, "Eina b'shusa shel adam, aber asa klos of kilein b'shusa." The Torah makes believe for the purposes of the Bar Rabbi Matzah that it's yours. So you're right. In pure moments, in Chayshim Mishpah, it's not yours. But Kumta Rechayim and says, "Afal pichein, asa akos kilem b'shus." Don't be so smart. Rabbi Shmuel has another example. Anyone know the other example? Bar Shiram is the same thing. I dig a hole in the middle of the street, and somebody falls in and gets hurt. So the Torah says, "Bala boy shalem." So the guy takes me to a din Torah. You're the owner of the pit. You should pay. What should I say? Excuse me. I own the streets of Bergenfield. Let Mr. Bergenfield pay for it. He's the owner, Bala Boy Shalem. It's a good Taina. What is it? But the Torah says you have to pay. I am not the Bala Boy, really, truly. I'm not the Bala Boy. What's the answer? Asan Akoski Vishusa. You're going to pay anyway, as if you're the make believe owner. So says the Ramban. Loimar, the end of the second line. The Kavan Shalok Peter Torah, Ela Shaloye Chamish Shalok Vishusa. Visuya Nain and Momin. The starting point is I should never be over any by Rav Matzah because it's not mine. So why am I over? What's the pshat in the Asana Kosov? Why does the Torah do that? It doesn't make any sense. And in a moment it's a taka not emes. So what's the gather at din that the Torah is mechadish me am chayv anyway? Listen to why, Zakhtar Ramban. What makes it a sub is the fact that I want it. Now, objectively, it's not mine, but my desire to hold on to it is the trigger for this chiddush atayr of asar kaskei b'shusa. Lefikach zok Ramban. Every word in the Ramban is kiddush kedoshim. Lefikach ze sheskima daitoi ledas toira. The fellow who says in Erev Pesach, I don't want this chametz. I'm not bothering to burn it. I'm not getting rid of it because I'm too lazy. But I don't want it. For me, this is dirt. For me, this is good. He's maskim daitel das atar. Can you imagine how much musar, how many drushes I've given my shul before Pesach about that? This is the yisayda yisaydis. This is what Pesach is. Maskim daitel das atar. All your itzaynus and all your das and all your desires and everything you want in this world should be das haTorah. That's the essence of the Yontz B'Pesach, according to the Ramban. That word, that phrase, hiskibet das haTorah. V'yotzel levatla. The guy goes ahead and is levatla. Shelo yehei b'din mamon. Elishay Motim Mishusa Lagam Shuvin over Alov. The Lord Karina Balachok came into Osavan and wrote to Bakuma. I'm going to skip the next couple of words because they're a little controversial. What the Ramban meant, I don't mean like, you know, politically controversial, just it's a big question what he meant with that next line. But the Ramban just gave us this Yesoida Yesoidis of what Bittul Chometz is all about. So he has in effect declared that he's masking to the Das HaTorah. That's the essence of what Bittul is. And now listen to the word the Ramban throws in at us. To sum up this whole beautiful theory about Bittul Chometz. Kevin Shenisyasha Tedisyaish Bimenu. Because at the end of the day, the person has been misyayish from the Chometz. That's the Lashon HaRamban. He's been misyayish from his Chometz. And that is the ultimate matir by Rav Eitzel. So it's not Rashi. It's not really Tashbisu. Ramban's not talking Rashi's language. But it's not pure Tais. Tais is just simple, straightforward. Mominists don't tell me any religious stuff. Don't mean any Musa Shmuz. Tais is not interested in Musa Shmuz. They want to hear hardcore Dini Mominist facts. It's Hefker. So Ramban is always merging the two and saying that what creates this Yetzir Mishuso is the fact that it was really Yetzir Mishuso Mitchila. The only thing that was holding on to it for dear life was your Das. And once you don't really want it anymore, this is Yetzir Mishuso. And the model the Ramban gives you almost as what? He said the word Yish. He's using Yish to describe something, to model something. Shemishyashi Yotza Mishusai. I don't know. Sounds from the Ramban that Yish has the ability to be Yotze something Mishuso. Did anybody pick up this Chometz yet? Nobody's picked up the Chometz. We're not expecting anyone to pick up the Chometz. Midiraisa b'tabiyah masagi means the pizza sitting in the freezer. No one's going to touch this Chometz. And the Ramban still invoked the imagery of Yush. It's Yotze Mishuso without being what Rabbi say? Nichus l'shus acherim. This is not my discovery. So Issa Zalman, Zalman Meltzer, in his Ha'oris on the Ramban, he reprinted the old Ramban, Chodesh Ramban. He just makes a small Ha'orah that's nearer from this Ramban that Yush is Yotze Mishuso Lagamre, not contingent, not dependent upon anything in the future. Rabbi Sai, now that we just realized that it seems as Gevaldik, Meiridik, but it's against the Ramban. What prompted the Nesivus to say Shtikl Torah, Rabbi Sai? Because he was bothered with Akasha, if the impediment to this item being nicknamed Biyush is Chavis Hashava, Chavis Hashava left the Shesbailim, got stuck in the middle, and why doesn't it stay in the middle? Why does it ultimately just go back to the bottom? Because of this Yesoid of the Deceivers, that Yush depends upon Yitzir Bibailim, it depends upon Kedisha Shesazoicha. But the Ramban doesn't hold that way. So how would the Ramban address the issue that the Nesivus raised? What's the answer, Rabbi Isai? What? The Ramban, the Shitoso, would never have raised the issue in the first place. Because according to the Ramban never heard of Chavis Hashavah. According to the Ramban, the impediment to Yush was totally different. What was it? Number one, in the case of the Aveda, you can't be misyayish when there's a Shomer Aveda. Is that a chisaron of Knisla Shesazoicha? Or is that a chisaron of Tzibi Shesabayla, Rabbi Isai? The inability for a person to be misyayish in the Dov Shemitzah, whatever you think Dov Shemitzah means, I don't care right now. But the Ramban's in the Hilig Emel Chames, as you say, in the Mitzich Avav, that Yush doesn't work when there's a Shomer Aveda. Yush doesn't work in whatever davish b'shusa, whatever in the world that means. Is that felt in the, is that a chisaron in the kedis l'shus hazoich? Is that a chisaron in the yitzir b'shus habayim, Rabbi Isai? What is that? A vada, it's a chisaron in the yitzir b'shus habayim. It means Yush doesn't get off the ground. According to Tosfos, Yush took off, it's in mid-flight, and now it's about to crash, and it can't land, so it's got to go back to the original airport. It made its way to Canada, can't continue, got to turn back. But according to the Ramban, the plane never took off. It never got off the runway. I can't even get the words out of my mouth, Ich bin misyayish, because the Davashim Rishus, blocks the process before it even gets off the ground. And what about the other chisaron? The chisaron of lo yafid in yesh b'yisura. Is that a chisaron of yitzir mishas abaylam or a chisaron of kris lishas azoich? What's the answer? A father is a chisaron of yitzir mishas abaylam. What does it mean? It means lo yafid, it doesn't exist. There's no parish of yesh b'gezela. According to the Rabbah's second version of Yosef Shita, yesh is not kind of b'gezela because it was never nischadish b'gezela. If Yush was never nischadish because the parsha was limited only to hetera asaliyadei and we can't extrapolate to misura asaliyadei, then the Yush was never teifes. It never took off the ground. If it never took off the ground, that's tantamount to saying it wasn't yaitzim mishus ha'bayla. That's why, according to the Ramban, the reason why the zeicha can't hold on to it and the zeicha can't turn around to the bottom and say it's not yours anymore, the bottom say, yeah, out of your mind, it's not mine. Of course it's mine. It never left my rishus because you're Mashiach Mirveda. It never left my rishus because we're feeding Yishmi Yisura. So the Ramban Rishosai was never bothered with receiving his kasha in the first place. It was only the Baliat Tosfos who had their problem, had their image of Chavis Hashav in front of their eyes that got the Nesivus' ball rolling, that forced the Nesivus to give his new Hakdara. But the Ramban in Pesachim, who clearly didn't buy into this Nesivus. No question about it. This is Amos 100% right. The Ramban didn't buy into this Nesivus. The Ramban didn't buy into this. He doesn't even need the Nesivus. Because the Shitasai, it's well self-understood without the Nesivus. Who here understood what we just said? Who here realized this right away? No? Who here thinks it's correct? What, two guys? Three. I hope it's correct. Okay. We hope it's correct. No, that's wrong. To think about it, got to swallow a little bit. We just thought of this recently. You have to think about this true. I won't even ask you, did we talk about Pesachim? We didn't. We talked about the Ramban Pesachim, but we didn't connect these two Rambans. The connection between that Ramban and this Ramban, the Lashitoso in the Ramban in Pamitzi Chavav, Lashitoso in Pesachim Davdalad, I think is MS, because that's the, otherwise you're stuck within the Sibis' corner. So the problem is that the Ramban starts that way, but then he throws that mostly at the end. He throws them out of Yush
because that's what allowed it to finally leave. That's not the actual impetus for it leaving.
You mean? But that's a really poor mushel. Yush is a bad mushel, man.
The impetus for it leaving is not.
Yeah. You're right. But the model of Yush, and I'll tell you a secret. There's another Ramban Pesachim that says, in a little bit of a different context, says almost the exact same thing. That Imamish uses the term Yush. He's describing Bittel, and he calls Bittel Yush, and he uses Yush as being a Motzi Mishusa.
I mean,
it seems it's not Meshuba to that Ramban. I mean, there are 15 other Pshatim in the Rishonim as to what Bittel Chometz is all about. But that one liner in the Ramban doesn't seem to fit into the Nesivus' model. So Rabbi Say, this Chiddush of the Nesivus, to explain Tosfos, this Yesodi Yesodi is based on Psukim even, that Yush depends, Yush can't get started until it ends, basically. So believe it or not, the Ktzos, who is not known for usually agreeing with the Nesivus, on this one, not only does the Ktzos see eye to eye with the Nesivus, but he thinks he has a raya brua from the Gemara. From the Gemara, not even from Rishonim, from the Farish of Gemara, to defend, to support this Nesivus' theory. And he wasn't necessarily out to support the Nesivus. I don't know whether he probably saw the Nesivus later, but the original person who came up with this idea was the Ktzos' very own brother. The Truma Sakriya, the Kudus Asfakis, right? We've quoted him many times in the past. So the Tzais' own brother came up with this chap that that Yush is dependent upon the Knis Lushus HaZoicha in order to be Yaitzim Yushus HaBailim. And the Ktzais writes, I have a Raya Brua for my brother. Did I put the Ktzais in my own comments? I don't remember, did I? I did. Okay? Did anyone figure out the Raya? Anyone have a clue what the Raya was? He said it so quickly, it was a line and a half in the middle of something totally different. He was talking about a totally different topic, and he threw in a one and a half liner, and he says, that's what my brother meant. It happens to be that's what the Nesivah is, the same sheet. It's all the same. The three Ga'ayne Gedalia, more contemporaries, the Ktzais, the Chumash HaKriya, and the Nesivah all said the same Yisoid. All against the Ramban, but all said the same Yisoid. What was the context of this Ktzais? Because I've said multiple times, this is what the two brothers spoke about at the Shabbos meal. This is what was going on. Can you imagine the Nachas Ruach for the Ktzais' parents? You have to just think, two Yeshiva Bachim coming home from Yeshiva, 15 years old, and they're arguing about whether Yush is Nichnas to Shus HaZoich. Hello, Dover. So everybody's saying, it's a Gemara in the 14th of the Ma'am HaKaimis, Gemara Bava Kama, puts the final touch to some of the things we've been talking about. Not really the final touches, we had barely started, we barely got our feet wet in terms of Yush and Rishus and that kind of stuff, but just to get the ABCs of Yush. So remember there was a Machlekes, Rabban Rav Yosef, with the Yush is Kain or not. That was how we all started, but Kamed Osam Machvav, which is all the two Girsos in Agamar, Kani B'Yush, Kani B'Yush, Shin Rishus, right, Shin Hashem. Everything hinges upon that Gemara Baba Kama Samachvav, where Rabba says that Yush is Koine, either Deraisa Derabanam, who was, he himself wasn't sure, and Rav Yosef said nothing new, it's not Koine B'Chlam. Right? B'Chlam is Rabban Rav Yosef. So Eisver of Yosef, remember 22 years the fight is that, Eisver of Yosef L'Rabba, Baba Kama Samachvav B'Nalav. Rav Yosef asked Rabba the following, I'm going to prove to you that Yush is not Koine. Listen to my proof. Gozel Chometz V'Avlo V'Pesach, I steal your pizza before Pesach. And I hold on to it for the duration of Pesach. And now that chometz is chometz over Pesach. Right? That's the assumption. That chometz just became also that's chometz over Pesach. Which is a very, very shaky assumption. Anyone know why? Why is that shaky assumption right off the bat? I steal your chometz. It's understood that chometz is also banor now. It's chometz over Pesach. There's machlekes atenoyim in the second back of Pesachim. Why is chometz over Pesach also? According to Rabbi Yud, it's also in the Torah. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's only also in the Rabbanon. We pass like Rabbi Shimon, and it's only also in the Rabbanon because it's a knas for the violation by Rabbi Matzai. So the Pashas Advarim is the only time chometz ever becomes also banor is that we can point a finger at the blame and say you violated by Rabbi Matzai. When I steal your chametz, who violates by Rabbi Matzai? Someone want to tell me? Someone want to point the finger? Who violates by Rabbi Matzai? Anyone know? We're the only two options. I broke into your house, Erev Pesach, stole your pizza, stuck it into my freezer. Who violated by Rabbi Matzai? What? So the Gemara just says the chametz becomes also banor. And the Gemara Pesachim says it only becomes Asma No because somebody violated by Rav Matzah. So I want to know who violated by Rav Matzah. Just give me an idea. Goslin, great, the Goslin. What's my problem with that? That is. He's having an achrayus on it. So what are you really saying? Just as the Gemara says in Pesachim Dafei, that if I'm watching your chametz and I have Kabbalah Sechrayas on that chametz, even though it's not my chametz, I'm over by Rav Matzah, Kabbalah Sechrayas is a Mechai by Rav Matzah. So you're claiming that a Gazlon is Chayev because he's Chayev in Achrayas, and he's Dino like a what? I'm gonna force you to say it. You're gonna take those words back in a second. What you're just saying is that a Gazlon's kind of like a Shomer, right? Why did you not want to say that? What? Yeah, because we've been quoting this Ramban for the last 3 days that a Gazlan is not a Shomer. Everybody knows that. Only a Shomer is Yad Shomer Ki Avalabai. It's not Yad Gazlan. You want to take that back? I'll let you take it back. Okay. So, you become to Tosis. Tosis writes in Pesachim, the Gazlan's over by Rav Matzai. Or the Rishonim may say, possibly, who may have been over by Rav Matzai? The Bailim. Now again, it was Be'ones, it was B'Shoigig, it's not his fault, but that may be enough to still get the Knas on him. Almost like a low plug. So it could be the Bailim over by Rav Matzai. Anyone have a reason why maybe the Bailim were not over?
This is all the side. It's not even Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Well, who wants to give me a reason why maybe the Bialim weren't over?
They have no way to possibly get rid of the funds.
So in other words, it's, what are you really saying? Say it over really long. This was? What you're really saying, it's Shalovi and Bishuso. Right?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you said it. So it belongs to him, but it's not Bishuso to do anything about it. Anyone want to respond to that? You want to respond? It's Eina B'shusa. It's like someone was stolen. Like, what would the Bayan would want to be Makdish? Could they be Makdish? Can't be Makdish. Something Eina B'shusa. Anyone want to respond? Chometz is never B'shusa. It's never yours. And the Torah is Mechadish, that you're still alive. So you can't hide behind Eina B'shusa Bechometz. Anyone want to respond to Johnny? That's only true vis-a-vis the Torah says the Eina B'shusa of Isuri Hanah is not a poter. What if it's Eina B'shusa for another reason? Alzelo Nemachidisha Torah that Asana Koskilu B'shusa. So I just, again, we're not learning Pesachim right now. I just want to tell you that what just transpired here in these last 30 seconds was a deal between Rabbi Chanan and the Pri Begodim and the Pri Yitzchak. All the Gedalei Acharonim were fighting out for weeks, months yet, this Nakuda. Back and forth and back and forth. Every single Nakuda that was raised here. The Eina B'shusa, Asana Kosa, Yaseh Asana Kosa, back and forth and back and forth. So between you and me, I don't even know who is over by Rav Matzah here. I really don't know. And now I'm going to, I push Mr. Alter away, I'm going to bring you right back again. It could be nobody was over by Rabbi Muntzer. I went out, how is there a Knas? Because I made up what I told you. I told you the Knas was only made in a case where someone was over by Rabbi Muntzer. It's not quite what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the Knas was made because the Knas is a response to prevent people from violating by Rabbi Muntzer. And it could be in the once in a blue moon that somebody had chametz in the rishus, even though technically they weren't over by Rav Matzei, the kenas was made as a low plug also. So there's a Shid Mekubetz in Bava Kama, who quotes from one of the Rishonim, I don't know who he was, but I can tell you what city he came from. He came from the city of Sarcasta in Spain. The Rami Sarcasta says exactly what you said. Nobody is over by Rav Matzei. Nish the Gaza, nish the Nigzel. Saying the Bishuso, it's not his, it's the Chalazah, right? Nobody's, and it's still chametz over Pesach. So I don't know the answer to the Pesachim dimension of the sugya. It's an interesting point. You can talk a lot about it, but not for now. But let's go back to the Gemara in a second. So Rabbi Yosef is trying to bring a raya to refute Rabbi. Rabbi was the one who said Yishus Kohen Bekezeli. The raya said the Rabbanu. Rabbi Yosef said the Mishnah in Bava Kama is befeirish. Gozel chametz over Pesach. Omer Yishchal Fanecha. I steal your chametz and come to Pesach. It becomes also by Noah. Now I try to give it back to you next week. So I come back to you the day after Pesach and present the pizza back to you. And you are fuming. Why are you fuming? Because it's worthless. And what does the Mishnah second say, the three magic words? Harei shechofech. It's yours. It's your problem. You take it up with the Shulchan Aruch, what to do with it. It's your problem, not my problem. Aymela, and the Mishnah says, the Gazlan wins. He returned the Gazela. Aymela, harei shechofechanecha. Frek the Gemara. Fahai kevan de mata idonisura vadimiyash. There's no question that the owner, who's a firm guy, he's not running around throwing pizzas from people, he obviously gave up hope of getting back this pizza. It was Pesach already. What does he want the pizza back for? So he was Mishyash already. The Isakadaita Yishkana, and if you Rabba are right that Yish is Kaina, and my Umila Reshachal Fanacha. How can you dare say Haresh Chol Fanecha? You could only say Haresh Chol Fanecha if the Gazlan wasn't Kaina yet. If the Gazlan is Kaina, what does he have to return? He has to give value. If he was not Kaina yet, the item belongs to the Nigzel, then you say Haresh Chol Fanecha. But once the Gazlan is Kaina, then the game's over. He has to pay cash. So how can he give him a worthless piece of pizza? He has to give him the value of the pizza at the time of the stealing. How much was the pie these days? How much? $18. How much is the pie? $20. Got him a $20 bill. Can't give him an awesome amount of pizza pie. That was Rabbi Yosef's raya against Rabbah.
To which Rabbah responded, Amalei, Kika Amina Ana Zemisyayish Zerayta Liknais. When do I say that Yush works? That's when the Zoycha wants to be Koyda. Hi, Zemisyayish Zerayta Liknais. In this case, the Gazlan, he's a Gazlan, but he's still what? He's a from Gazlan. Gazela, that by Rav Motzi, he doesn't want. So he's a Lom de Shagazlan. He steals the pizza, has in mind not to be Zoycha in the pizza, because he doesn't want to be Zoycha in the pizza. He'll stick it into his freezer. He knows this, the shit, because Rav Kama says he's not over by Rav Motzi anyway. He knows the Ramban that he's not a Shem Rav Eide anyway. So he's got the whole thing, he's got it. Best of all worlds. He's enjoying Pesach, and he knows that when Matzah Pesach comes, he's going to be able to eat that pie. I it's Chomish over Pesach. That's only Drabbanan anyway. He's a Gazlan anyway. So Drabbanan. Malach the rice is not okay. But I really won't say. Come on, I think he's not fruit. So Adkan Devir Gemara. So Rav Yosef saw on that din of Omer Mishchal Penach that a Raya brew that Yush is not Koyda, and Rabbi said, no, Yush normally is Koyda. This is the exception to the rule. So when everyone read that Gemara, did you realize that that Gemara is the pivotal Gemara into the discussion of the Nesivis? Everyone saw that, right? When the Ktzais read that Gemara at the ripe old age of probably 10, for the sixth time probably at that point, when the Ktzais saw that Gemara, he ran to go tell his brother, I found it, I discovered this is a Raya for you. I don't even think he knew the Nesivis was yet. He's soon to find out after he wrote a sefer and see this critique, the sefer. But the Ktzais was jumping for joy at the Shabbos table when he read this Gemara because he said, this is the Raya Brura for the Nesivis as you say, for my brothers you say, this is the solution of Ktzais, this is the ABCs of the entire world. If anyone have any idea what the Ktzais is talking about? Well, tomorrow we'll try to elaborate on what the Ktzais is talking about and try to see, is it really as exciting as true a Raya or not? Hopefully, tomorrow.